Hello, Mother Funkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
We come live, not live, from the country.
We are.
We're on a retreat.
We're on a two-day midweek retreat with some girlfriends.
I was about to say, it's not just Los Dos.
And some people, some girls, gals we know, others we don't.
Some girlfriends, some, yeah, and some gays that we do know.
It's been absolutely lovely.
It's been so nice.
Oh, where to start?
Where to start? Well, I think I'll kick off by saying Shelley's ditched all of the drugs and supplements she normally takes for sort of mushrooms that arrive in shoe polish, chocolate mushrooms.
Well, the thing is, you know when you're packing in haste, and I sort of seem to pack as per everything, bar the kitchen sink and bar my prescription medication, which is really important that I take because, if I'm to come off them, I have to come off them ever so slowly over a long period of time. And I just don't have them. So I've come off them quite dramatically from a high dose to no dose. But in its stead, Shirley, I have discovered, well, not discovered, I've always been aware
enjoying.
Of them. I have been enjoying chocolate mushrooms. Yeah, I've been, well, I wouldn't even say microdosing. I would say macrodosing. And I tell you what, guys, it is... I'm off the meds now. Fuck it.
I mean, who does that? I haven't been, but I've been really enjoying
it. Exactly, because I've always had this issue, and I know I talk about it probably far too much. As you know, I don't drink anymore. It's a bit boring. You know, yeah, I feel good, but it's a bit boring. Now I've discovered these magic mushrooms, which I was always a bit reticent about because they make everything move, don't they? You know, when you're tripping, some of you may not. Things start to move and things get very colourful and sort of vibrant. So I didn't really want that happening. But no, these are just like, it's just a sort of twinkling and giggling and you just got a big smile on your face and you find everything hilarious. What's not to like, guys? And you don't really need to drink, you
guys
know?
If you want the details, do DM her and she can get it shipped over from the States. I had a treatment yesterday and they told me that their findings told me that I was compromised and congested. So I can't really tell you more about that because, as I say, what we do here is holistic. But, and I say, well, where am I compromised and congested? The C1, C5, L4. I said, oh, of course, the back, of course, I absolutely am. Anyway, it's really interesting. It's so nice having a retreat, isn't it? I mean, having treatments, rather.
Oh my gosh, I loved my treatment yesterday. I had a deep throat massage and exactly the right pressure because often it's not and I'm constantly complaining, you know, no, it's too Swedish, no, that's too Thai. But this was just pitch perfect and I went into a deep, deep reverie and I think I was hallucinating. I think possibly I was, enjoying the remnants of the mushrooms. But I just said, I never, ever want this to end. And she asked me to leave and I stayed there.
For a long time?
Yeah, for a good 8 minutes after. Because she did say, take your time. And I did.
And then they go, take your time, now do one. It's difficult. It's difficult getting that balance. But yes, it's also nice walking around with no makeup on. As you said yesterday, I think we both look like we've just been born.
We've just hatched from very large eggs. But Shelley doesn't usually, she likes to glam herself up in the day. I don't so much. So it's not so much of a dramatic change for me, but she looks like a overgrown bush baby. But she's enjoying herself and others are enjoying her, which is the main thing. Because what we tend to do on these retreats is we don't dress up for ourselves or indeed the men. We dress up for the other girls on the trip. And since no one cares, we've just...
It's nice,
you do, though. You do go, shall I take this? Oh, so-and-so might like this top. You don't really...
No. We've been living like the twits and it's been really, really lovely, isn't it? We also are the duo. I mean, we obviously have to bunk up. Big spoon, little spoon. And... because Shirley's deaf in one ear, when we go out for any sort of meal, we're sat next to each other and I'm always proffered up with the deaf ear. And also when...
It's family hold back. You know, when you haven't got enough food and someone's coming around, you go, right, family hold back. Well, it's like, who's going to get my deaf ear? It's either my willing partner.
She's not here.
So it's got to be Shirley.
It's got to be me. Have you heard of something called Miracle Balm?
Yes, I have.
Apparently it's huge. So it's they come in 12 different colours. You can either wear alone or layer with foundation. And it basically looks like a huge Vaseline tin. And it's a sort of wash-off, soft-focused moisture to perfect and enhance. But what we could have done is just had some of that. But it's just, it's really nice. It gives you that lovely glow without having to put too much maquillage on. I think I might invest in some.
So £36.
Miracle Balm.
And where can I purchase this from?
Anywhere online. I think they offer it in, Selfridges, Libertine. But you can get it online. but it's so many women are raving about it because it just gives you that, you know, just on the cheeks, on the nose, behind the eyes. So yeah, Miracle Balm, go for it.
So changing subject completely, I don't know if you've read, but Heaven Nightclub, the iconic gay club, is possibly facing closure.
Oh no, that is sad.
Yes, like with so many of the venues in central London, the rents are going up astronomically. Their rents are going up £320,000 possibly a year, and the owner, Yusuf, I believe his name is, he just said, no, we just can't afford that. So they're sort of, you know, they're in a legal battle, but it doesn't look good.
Isn't it Jeremy Joseph?
Well, there's the Josephs in the name. Yeah, Jeremy sounds familiar.
He owns the GAY as well.
Which closed down, GAY Late. GAY Late closed down the Glory in Haggerston, fantastic LGBTQAI plus venue, closed down. And so in my time, I've seen a lot of gay venues close, including the Candy Bar, which used to be super fun. They used to have these nights down in the Candy Bar in the basement where they used to have sort of female strippers, none that you've ever would have seen before. And they'd be downstairs stripping and whatnot, and you'd get given tokens, like sort of Monopoly money, Monopoly notes as you go in. And then the idea was they'd dance and strip and you'd stick these sort of fake notes into their remaining items of clothes. Very good fun. That closed down. Yeah, so...
It is very sad. Here we are. Jeremy Joseph, owner of GAY and Heaven Nightclub, went to Gayton High School.
Isn't that funny that he went to Gayton High School?
Gayton High School.
He was destained
absolutely
to open up a chain of gay...
No, that is sad. Single.
That is sad. That is very, very sad. But listen, I think... I tell you where they all are. The farmhouse. I mean, do you know what I mean?
That's where we are, guys, by the way. We're at Soho Farmhouse, just for clarity.
They're all at the farmhouse.
In Oxfordshire.
Worry. Yeah, I think people have, you know...
Relocated/upgraded
from Heaven underneath some, you know, dusty arches in London to the farmhouse. Good on them. Mother's Day. Should we talk about that quickly?
Gosh, I feel it was a million moons
ago. Only because of this. All week long, leading up to Mother's Day, my son, 5-year-old, said to me, Mummy, what's your favourite flowers? What are your favourite flowers, Mummy? And I'd say, oh, ranunculus, because I'd seen some really nice ones outside Sloane Square Tube.
What's a ranuncle?
The ones that, they look like they're made out of paper. They're sort of beautiful. They've got a very dark inner, you know...
Inner vulva.
But beautiful sort of, you know... They come in all the pale colours.
Yeah, I think the pastels.
The pastels.
Wispy.
I've just seen some really nice ones outside Sloane Square. And I said, oh, ranunculus. And next day, ranunculus, ranunculus. I thought, well, that's fine. I'll get some ranunculus. That'll be lovely. Sunday morning comes. I get presented with some tulips. They were nice tulips, to be fair. Two different types. And I went, oh, they're lovely. And then he turned
Where
to me
fucking ranunculus?
And said, do you know what we bought Bunny? And Bunny is my mother-in-law. And I said, what did you buy Bunny? And he went, some beautiful ranunculus. And sure as shit, I went downstairs to the kitchen and there was the most beautiful bouquet of ranunculus.
Is a wind-up.
I told my husband. He said he chose both. I said, mm-hmm. So later on, I took him aside and I just said to him, what did Mummy say were her favourite flowers? He said, ranunculus. I said, so then why would you choose them for Bunny? He just said, I don't know. I think Bunny might like ranunculus too. And I thought, don't play me. You're 5. Do not start playing me from now because there will be trouble ahead.
You've met your match.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, she was absolutely thrilled to the marrow when I told her the story later in the day. She was like, well done. He's looking after me. And I thought, gosh, this is, you know.
This is war.
Winner.
This is a short one, isn't it? Winner. Oh, Kuala, come on.
Being away.
A break from routine.
I think you've enjoyed me quite a lot, actually.
Do you?
Yes, I think you've enjoyed me. I think you've enjoyed me more than you thought you would. Huh?
I haven't even given it thought.
People's
I've not enjoyed you, which is something I'm usually aware of. I'm often more aware of not enjoying you. So perhaps because I don't feel that, then perhaps I have enjoyed you.
It's funny, actually, because a lot of people here obviously know us. And there's some people that don't know us. And there's one woman, she's American. She's like, you two are like, I don't know even like bad sisters. I kind of, or like great aunts. There was just
a, it's a great
like,
aunt.
It's really funny, your relationship, because it's like, but also it's you're bickering. Very, but she's like, but also you're a bit like, and I said, is it like a care home? Because I go, she needs to, give her some water, pass her that she's not used to drinking. Because no, but it's really sweet, but really hilarious. Because I've just never known two friends who just kind of bicker and at the same time you're laughing. She goes, no, it's, she was finding it very funny.
Old women.
It is old women. It's like, it was like a care home. It was like an old people's home yesterday, you know, down. We went to a lovely pub, didn't we?
Oh, gosh.
Couldn't tell you. It's called The Bull.
The Bull in Chipping Norton. Was it Chipping Norton?
Yeah, but there's a name of the village.
It's seriously very nice. And they know it. They know it, and their menu is so seasonal and fresh.
Their
and
vegetables
delicious.
Were so fresh. They were just straight out the ground, straight into some creme fraiche, straight into the mouth. Delish.
Yeah, he just can you remember in the 90s, if anyone served up veg like that, it just would be revolting.
But it was so tasty.
It was really, really special. And it was just such a medieval setting. Like, it was gorgeous, just lit by, you know, a few tea lights and just so much oak and dark wood. And it was really... It was really special. I highly recommend The Bull in Chipping Norton.
Yeah, we need to get you the name of the village, but it's about 40 minutes from the farmhouse.
But on the subject of food, bad news for salmon lovers out there, because salmon, it should be off the menu for many reasons, but this one in particular, The salmon has a very bad digestive system, apparently, and it holds microplastic. So all the salmon we're eating is full of microplastics. And what they tend to do also is that they go and get the fish from West Africa in the North Sea. By getting the fish from there, the West Africans then don't have fish. So, you know, either which way you look at it, we're losing out. So apparently, I know that's really unclear what I just said, but apparently... The fish to now eat is not salmon, because it's full of microplastics and terrible for us, is chalk stream trout. So you get your sort of pink fish fix. But
okay.
And it has to be chalk stream trout. That's a clean, good fish. But yeah, we're putting poisons in our body and we're starving the West Africans.
Do you know what? Shirley's been pissing on my chips all week. First of all, I mean, because salmon is what I give my son the entire time, probably twice a week at least. I ordered a burger the other night and she just said to me, oh no, I said, medium rare, please. Oh no, you don't, she doesn't want that. You don't want to have that. You're going to get really, really sick. You need to know where your burger's coming from. Anyway, last night, I said, I'll have the flat iron steak, please. Oh, it's going to be a chewy Louie. It's definitely going to be a chewy Louie. And now you're telling me that I can't give my son salmon because it comes from West Africa and it's full of microplastics. You really do piss on my chips when it comes to food.
I know, it's true. Can I just say, in my defence, the burger situation, my willing partner's sister-in-law came here for a gals a midweek break. They all had the burgers and they were violently ill. And there's a reason why you can't have, medium rare burgers in certain establishments because...
Yeah.
There's a reason.
So I don't know it. I said, just get it well done.
No, you kept on asking me, and I didn't want to say in front of the waiter. I said, just get it well done. I know you like a
Bloody Mary. I love a Bloody Mary. Why would you? Anyway, it's fine. I'm just saying, do not dine out with Shirley because she'll piss. Oh, you don't want to do that. You don't want to. Anyway, I enjoyed your skate very much.
That's my dead duck, actually, for salmon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say going back to my children because it's not a dead duck.
No.
What probably is the dead duck is not knowing when I'm next going to get a break like this. Because you want to know that there's something like this just in the pipe. In the pipe.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, I wasn't going to give you a dead duck because I agree. I'm very grateful for having been away, mit Freunde. And I'm very grateful to be returning to my family. I think it's nice just to have a reset. I wouldn't say that I feel refreshed necessarily, but it's nice.
She did not stop drinking. The thing is about Shirley, I mean, I've known this from old, but I had to endure it on a 24/7 basis, is she just doesn't know when to call it a night. She doesn't. I was saying to the American, I said, what do you think of this setup at night when they were saying that, you know, the night was clearly over, it was done, and they were just scrounging around for more booze and just go, let's go to the pub, let's go to the pub. No, let's go back to our cabins, let's go. No, we'll go to the pub first, then we'll go back to the cabins. It's just like, it's midnight already and we're on a sort of holistic retreat. It's enough. She said, no, it's a very British thing. You guys just don't know when to quit. And they didn't.
But it's not. Listen, but I'm also last to bed and first up. We're up. We're bouncing. It's fine. Listen, I need my fix. I've told you this, haven't I? That introverts, the difference between introverts and extroverts.
Enlighten me.
Well, people think introverts are people who are, you know, introverts are recluses and people who are quieter, and extroverts are people who are louder. Actually, no, it's not that. Introverts are people who like to spend time with themselves to replenish, and extroverts like to spend time with others to replenish. And I like to spend time with others to replenish with a really goodly bottle of red wine. So it's got nothing to, you know, I feel good. I haven't slept very much, but that's fine.
It's slightly flawed because I would also call myself an extrovert, but I don't need to. I also like to have a good night's sleep to replenish.
No, but it's all.
That's when we properly repair, not when I'm sitting with people drinking toxins. I replenish.
But it's so nice to be with people. Shelley just ideally just wants to take her shrooms, come on a little bit of a high, and then be in bed by 9. I actually like being up.
Perfect.
I was in bed at 1, which I think is perfectly
acceptable. The thing is, I spend all the day with the people chatting, nattering, and it's lovely. Let's have a nice meal, let's have some drinks, let's have some shrooms, and then let's go to bed and get a good night's sleep because we're back with the kids before we know it. And I know you get a good night's kip with your kids. I don't. I still don't.
Guys, there are a couple of things that you can go and see at the Crazy Cox. One is obviously Shirley and Shirley will be on 27th, 28th, although I think we're sold out for the 27th.
Almost.
Okay. But if you are looking for something a little bit more camp, although we are pretty camp, but there's more camp out there, Barbie, the musical celebration at the Crazy Cox, and that's just a show that's come from Broadway where you can basically just go and sing all the Barbie songs. Have you seen it on the listings?
I haven't, but I'm curious.
Yeah, have a look.
I'm also thinking about, no, those are great recommendations in terms of what just mothers have been talking about. Have you burked? You must burk. The Paddington Experience.
Yes.
Which I'm going to look into. My son is obsessed with Paddington Bear and Marmalade. And there's an Easter egg hunt at Hampton Court, which sounds, a lint Easter egg hunt at Hampton Court, which is just sounds divine. Which is another one to go to. And, of course, Bluey at Kew Gardens. That's just off the top of my noggin.
The Paddington Experience, opening in May. The multi-room immersive experience will take you into Paddington's world. Explore recognisable locations from the Paddington stories whilst you embark on an interactive adventure full of gameplay. Now, you should book now. It's at County Hall, South Bank. You should book now, but apparently it's not cheap.
Look, Mr. Grouper Shop. No, of course it's not cheap.
Ready to book your tickets. But that's definitely one. Fun packed plans for over the Easter weekend. Mm. Hey, guys, I think that's enough.
Yeah, we've got
from
breakfast.
Us.
We want to enjoy the rest of our retreat before we're back. Come crashing back to normality.
I do have to start taking some supplements, though. Everyone here is on bloody magnesium, vitamin E. They're on so many things, these women out here. It's just funny, I just don't take any supplements, and I think probably you can tell.
No, I love the world of supplements, but it is, you have to accept that you will be sort of forking out, you know, 100 quid every 3 weeks, if not more. But there we are.
There we are.
What price on health?
Thank you so much for tuning in to Tune Out.
That's
us for now. Cheer
up. See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.